Shalom. 12,000 members of Am Yisrael, 1,000 from every Shevet, go to battle with Midian to take revenge as Hashem commanded. And they're very successful in the battle. So successful, they kill all the men, including Bilam. And they capture all the women, all the children, all their cattle, and all their possessions. They take it all, and they bring it back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is all described extensively in the Psukim. Why do we have to know all that? So Rashi tells us it's so that we know they were ksherim v'tzadikim. The people involved were ksherim v'tzadikim. They brought it all back. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Darash Moshe, explains that this is because these people were representatives of the nation. But why did this great victory happen? It happened b'schut all of Am Yisrael. Since it was b'schut all of Am Yisrael, it should be split up with everybody, and they did not want to take more than their share. So they brought it all back to Moshe and Elazar to be distributed fairly. But we know that the people who fought in the battle were righteous people. In fact, people who were afraid of their sins were sent home from battle. So why does the Torah have to tell us that our soldiers were ksherim v'tzadikim? For that, we have to go to a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Re'eh, it describes the mitzvah of the Ir HaNidacha, the idolatrous city. And the mitzvah is that when you have such an idolatrous city, you burn the entire city with everyone in it, with everything in it. All of that. And the pasuk tells us, it's in Devarim Yud Gimel, I will give you my mercy. I will have mercy on you. Why do we need that mercy? The Nitziv and many others explained that this is because actions have a negative effect on a person. This is what the Sefer Chinuch constantly explains. Achrei ha'pu'lo nimshachim levavot. What we do has an effect on us. That's why the Torah gives us mitzvahs to act kind. If we act kind, we'll end up being kind. And the contrary is true as well, the averos. If we act unkind, we'll end up unkind people. So says the Nitziv, that's what the mitzvah of Ir HaNidacha was. You're burning an entire city with people inside of it and all their possessions. That might turn you into a cruel person. Therefore, Hashem has to give you a special bracha of rachamim. This isn't going to affect you normally. Normally, you do that same action, it will have a negative effect on you. But if you do that same action, but it's for a tzivoy of Hashem to fulfill Hashem's will, then you have Hashem's bracha that it's not going to affect you negatively. You have His rachamim. With that, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, we could understand why the Torah is telling us here this in Parshas Matur. Why? Because the people who went and did this milchama in Midian, that's also an act of cruelty. They killed every single man and took captive all the women and children. That would be an act of cruelty, except it's not. Why? Because Hashem commanded it. It's a fulfillment of Avodas Hashem, the tzivoy of Hashem. And therefore, they also have that bracha, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's also not going to affect them negatively. So we always have to remember that when we're doing mitzvot, that gives a positive influence on us and our midos and our character traits. And when we do averos, unfortunately, it has a negative influence. So I leave you with the bracha of the Nitziv in the next pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk says, Ki tishma v'kol Hashem l'kecha, when you're going to do all those mitzvot. Why, says the Nitziv? Because if you're learning Torah and you're osik in mitzvot, it's going to have a positive influence on all of us. May we always merit to be involved in mitzvot and let them influence us positively always. Good Shabbos.